Joining us now, Dynamo President John Walker. John, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You bet, Glenn. Always happy to do it.
Well, I know it's a very busy and a very, very quick offseason, a month away from players coming back into preseason. A lot going on. I'm going to have to ask you one of the most obvious questions I think that's probably out there that fans want to know, and that is, what's the coach hire situation look like, and what's the timeline if you have one?
Yeah, well, our timeline all along was to try and get somebody in place before the holidays, before the end of the year, in fact. And we're still on track to accomplish that. We've talked to some great prospective coaches. We've narrowed it down, I think, to the finalists here. And I think we're just hopefully just days away from making an announcement.
So for you and Pat, is it difficult, and maybe it might even be slightly a little bit more difficult for him, putting a roster together as far as making deals? You know, is that a little bit delayed on trying to get players simply because you want to get the coach in place and to maybe get his blessings?
Yeah, I think when it comes to new acquisitions, you know, certainly you'd like to have your head coach to play a part in making those decisions. And so we have put a few of those conversations on pause while we, you know, name a head coach. But I think in terms of the rest of the roster and the decisions that had to be made on options that we had, contracts that were expiring, I think, Pat came in and assessed that very quickly. And has made most, if not all, of those decisions about what the roster will look like from the previous list of guys that were on the squad. But certainly, as you mentioned, we want our head coach to have a voice and a hand in what the entirety of the roster looks like for 2022.
He's Dynamo President John Walker. Are there any other? And I'm not asking you to name names or anything, but are there any other qualities that are very much going to stand out in the type of coach that's hired, maybe that you can give the fan base?
Yeah, I think the list of criteria that Pat put together, will along with some of the rest of the technical staff and Ted Siegel, quite honestly, included somebody preferably with MLS experience, either as a player or a coach or both. Somebody, potentially, it's always a plus in our market and in MLS to have somebody who speaks Spanish, somebody who is big on driving a positive culture and a winning culture within an organization. So, you know, people who've had experience in winning situations like Pat has had, is certainly those kinds of qualities have bubbled to the top.
John Walker, Dynamo President, joining us. We appreciate it, John. I know it's a very busy off season for you, and you've been doing a lot of work with the NWSL as well to add to it. Let's talk about the re-signing of Darwin Quintero. And let's face it, it wasn't the easiest year for the club last year, was not the easiest year for Darwin Quintero. He did have some pretty obvious fitness issues and things. Take us into that signing. We know how highly talented he is. The question mark maybe from the outside would be, how bought in will he be?
Yeah, well, Pat, you know, that was one of the first conversations Pat had when he came on board was with the decisions, the folks whose decisions we need to make on keeping them or not. And, you know, he spent some good time with Darwin. And Darwin, I think, really likes playing here in Houston. He knows that as he's gotten a little older, that maybe his skills aren't what they used to be. And so, he'll be more of a spot player, I think. And he's come to terms with that. And it'll be good to see him out there, because, you know, sometimes he's really magical when he has the ball.
Well, we'll go back to that Seattle game. And I think we all enjoyed that night very, very heavily. And I think the owner, Ted Siegel, did as well. All right. Let me just give you an open ended one, because, you know, you're a creative thinker. You're a creative guy. Just maybe some things off the top of your head this year that could be a little bit innovative that maybe the fans can be expecting, looking forward to. Anything from that perspective?
Yeah, I mean, we spent a good deal of time during the middle of last season, you know, thinking about what 2022 could look like for our fans and for the stadium, and knowing that we had some big hires, you know, to make with a GM and a head coach. From a stadium perspective, you know, we have gone ahead and we've started a couple of projects here this off season that'll create some new premium spaces. We have a pitch zone and a sports deck, which are going to be on the south end above the tunnel and next to the tunnel where the players come out. Those two seating options will have sort of tabletops in front of them, kind of a loge box feel, and a different kind of food and beverage offering. So it's kind of a unique product for us and actually a great vantage point of the pitch. If you've ever stood down there in the Heineken Star Bar and watched a little bit, you know that that can be really exciting, especially when the ball's on that end of the pitch. So that's something that we're introducing. And then I think we've talked a couple times about introducing safe standing for our supporters up on the north end. It's something that they've been asking for since the stadium was open, quite frankly. And, you know, we got when Ted came in, it was one of the first things he committed to do, I think, during his opening press conference, was we're going to have safe standing for our supporters. And so that project is going on as well. So there'll be a couple new things that you'll be able to see this year when you come into the stadium. I think, you know, from a local broadcast partnership perspective, that contract was up. And so we're talking with local broadcast companies about what that might look like. And I think we're very close on an announcement there, probably right after the first of the year, that I think fans will be excited about, may include some streaming options too, which is something that we've heard from fans that they, you know, they'd like to have the opportunity to view our matches, you know, via streaming. And then the league made, MLS made the announcement a week or so ago, Glenn, about the MLS Next Pro U23 league, which is new for 2022. We've raised our hands. We're one of 20 MLS clubs who are going to be participating along with an independent club here in 2022. And so behind the scenes, you know, Pat's not only working on the first team and the head coach for the first team, but we've got a new U23 team that we're going to be introducing as well. And it's going to be something that fans can take advantage of in terms of coming and down to the stadium and watching some of our younger talent. I think you'll see some players who are kind of, you know, spend some time with the first team, some time with the U23s. So there'll be MLS caliber talent playing in that league. And it gives us, you know, a way of introducing soccer, maybe at a lower price point, for some fans. So you should, you know, you can expect to see some innovative things there. We have a great new kit we're going to be introducing in mid-February, which is always a fan favorite to see what the new kit looks like. And this one's pretty special. So those things are new, will be new for 2022. I think given the schedule for the World Cup, which this year begins in November, MLS Cup will be, I think, November the 5th. So we're working towards a decision day of you know, when you back up the schedule of October 9th, knock wood, provided we don't get any interruptions in our schedule. So MLS Cup will be ending a little earlier this year than it has the last couple of years when it's been pushed into December. So that'll be slightly different. And I think also from a league scheduling perspective, the League's Cup, although, you know, we were a participant in the first League's Cup and then they had it last year, I think the MLS is going to put that on pause for 2022 and maybe bring it back in 2023. So that won't be something we'll be, you know, participating in, because the league's going to revamp that, maybe introduce more teams when they bring that in. And then also within MLS, new for 2022 is the 28th team, you know, FC or Charlotte FC. And they'll actually be coming to Houston on Sunday, July 3rd, which will be almost like a Saturday night, because I'm guessing folks will have Monday off. And so we'll be doing fireworks after that game. And that should be a lot of fun with their first visit to Houston.
Dynamo President John Walker, it's a great update there. Can I go back to the under 23 team? Obviously, that's a reserve team in differing terms and using a differing way to label that. Will those games be at PNC Stadium? Where will those games be? And yeah, I love this idea of fans being able to watch the future. I love it as a place to rehab players. I love the mix of an older veteran and younger players. I mean, these are all things that are essential. That's a big ingredient, I think, that the Dynamo have been missing while, you know, the affiliate was RGV in the Valley. So this could be real big. Where will they play?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. You know, we did for a long time have that good relationship with the folks at RGV, and that came to an end at the end of last season. And it was because we knew the MLS next pro league, was going to be coming online this year. At this point, we're going to play them at PNC Stadium. We've also talked about potentially having a match or two at Aviva. out there near Houston's in Houston Sports Park. And so we may alter the schedule in terms of locations a little bit just to try it out there, just to see how it plays for the clubs and then how the fans enjoy it as well. So 2022 is kind of an experimental year for that league. And so we'll try a couple of new things there. So,
so as far as those games, you know, how do they fit into the Dynamo schedule? What nights will those, is there kind of a set night when, you know, the under 23s will play? Do we know that?
I think the notion that most teams in the league has is that the U23s will travel with the first team. And so everybody's preference, I believe, is to try and play them the night before or the morning after, so that they can all travel together and there's not much interruption in the travel schedule. But those, the actual dates and times for those MLS Next Pro matches hasn't been set yet. The MLS schedule just came out last week, as you know. And so I'm sure that schedule will be set, you know, very shortly.
John, yeah, that's exciting. That's great stuff. Just take me back to the supporters groups and how much work are you guys doing with them to kind of try to grow their membership and get them to become a little bit bigger in mass and in numbers and working together?
Yeah, well, we, you know, as you may remember, we started the Alliance a couple of years ago with the support, different supporter groups coming together and trying to have a meeting of the minds about how to do just that, about how to grow the membership, grow the impact that they can have on the matches. They branded themselves Hustle Town. We've kind of run with that in terms of some of the signage down at the stadium. And we were really off to a great start in 2020 for that first match against the Galaxy. And they had their first march to the match where they started through some of the pubs down there in Edo. And it was awesome to see. And then we got hit by the COVID bug, you know. And so that kind of put some of those things that they had been working so hard and together on in terms of kind of rituals and really kind of developing more of a presence, put some of that stuff on hold. But we continue to work with them, meet with them on a regular basis. I think they're excited about Pat being on board and sort of a fresh look at the club this coming season. And we will have many more meetings with them ahead of our opening match, which is, as you know, on February 27th against Real Salt Lake.
Looking forward to that one. That's a lot closer than we think. I have. I know you know that, but I'm thinking about that myself here. Talking to John Walker, the Dynamo president. Any more that has come out on the scouting system and how much travel has Pat been doing? Because obviously, you know, Dynamo GM Pat Onstad not only is entrusted with helping get this club a coach, but, you know, he's probably doing a lot of traveling, I assume. Can you lead us into that a little bit and maybe the scouting network?
Yeah, he has. And it's interesting you say that because we've had a couple of meetings about the budget, the scouting budget. And that's one of the things that he's made clear to Ted and ownership where we need to have more investment. And so in addition to building out the coaching staff, he's looking at adding, you know, scouting talent as well. That can come in a couple of different forms. It can come in full-time scouts. It can come in relationships with folks who live, you know, in other countries and in some sort of management fee type arrangement. And I think he's, you know, he's exploring both of those. He's been on the road a bunch. I know he's been to Mexico. I know he's been to South America, maybe a couple different times. And then just within the States, he's had, you know, several trips as well as we've been, you know, interviewing coaches and doing those kinds of things. So he's actually been on the road a little bit here in his first 6-8 weeks for sure.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's taken a deep, you know, overview of the club at all the levels, the relationship in the youth community, the academy and all that. So my gut is he's going to have a lot of influence in those areas as well as you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we all welcome that. He's got such great history here and a track record of success that, we want him to be involved in all facets of certainly the soccer and his title would warrant that. But I think just his experience level here also, you know, means it's really vital to us to tap into that. You know, as we talk about the roster, Glenn, I know, you know, you and I have spoken before about, you know, Ted and his willingness to spend, and improve the quality of the talent on the pitch for us. And I would want to make sure that our fans understand that that is likely to come over a little bit of time versus it being, you know, January 1, suddenly, you know, we're spending multi-millions more on player talent. And it's because, and Pat put this well during his interview, you have to get the right pieces at the right time and kind of at the right cadence. Because if you don't, then you can really knock off your chemistry, and you can get guys in here who have a certain skill set who can't come out of the gate being successful unless they have the supporting pieces around them. So it will be very thoughtfully done. I know there's a lot of discussion right now about DPs, what that looks like. That's part of the reason Pat's been doing the traveling that he's been doing. But I would just, you know, I would just caution everybody that there are multiple transfer windows across, we'll have one here coming up this in January, and then there'll be one in the summer too. And so I would think over the course of a couple of these transfer windows, now that Pat is on board and Ted's in place, I think you'll definitely see some movement.
And I know Pat spoke a lot about what I think can be a very effective tool, the under 22 initiative.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a new lever that teams have that they can utilize to bring in, you know, really top quality talent and hopefully talent that you can see develop. And then, they can be very valuable assets down the road.
Well, John, listen, as always, we thank you very much. That's a lot of information packed into about 15, 16 minutes. We appreciate it. I'm sure I'll get some sort of note says, why didn't you ask this? Not Mr. Davis, but Glenn. So for whatever those questions are, we'll get you on again and we'll get those asked to you. But thank you as always for coming on the program.
You bet, Glenn. Have a good holiday. And to all your listeners, happy holidays out there. And I look forward to speaking with you right after January 1st.
Yeah, right back at you, Don. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you.